Ooh, working the attitude. Okay, you're good.
I've had a lot of practice.
Hey. You're not that great, Mr. Sister. All right? I do a better share than you.
You think so?
Actually, it's... You think so? Ho!
Are you kidding me with this?
Okay, the hand is perfect, but it's more... Are you kidding me with this? Ho!
Get a life.
Ellen's own Sean Hayes won 3 Emmy Awards for his portrayal as Jack McFarlane on Will and Grace. He's currently starring in a world premiere production at the Goodman Theater called Goodnight Oscar, in which he plays a pianist, a comedian, a talk show host, talk show guest extraordinaire, Oscar Levant. The show is here in Chicago until April the 24th, and we are honored to have gotten the exclusive broadcast interview with Sean when we went over to the Goodman Theater just this past Thursday.
If only he were here to talk to us. Wait, someone's at the door. Why,
what?
Look!
What are the odds?
It's Sean and his character that he plays in this show.
I heard you mention me, and I live here.
How nice that you would just happen to be here,
yes,
Sean Hayes.
I mean, how about it? Let's sit down and chat.
A nice, comfy conversation.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking some time to talk to us, first of all. We really appreciate it.
Well, I have to say thank you, and thank you for having me, and I have to say I appreciate your comments, your raves about the show, is very kind of you, and we are very proud of the show, so it's nice that it's being received so well.
Well, it's all, you know, super well deserved. I mean, the show is amazing, and we'll talk more about it in a second, but I'm just curious for you, growing up here in the Chicago area,
yeah,
personally and professionally growing up here in the Chicago area, working the local theater scene.
Yeah.
And music scene around the Chicago area. What's it like for you now to be in this amazing show, in this amazing theater?
Yeah, it's pretty, well, when you say it like that, yeah, it all makes it real, right?
Now I've made you nervous.
Yeah, you may.
Performance, sorry. Tonight's show will be canceled.
Yeah. No, it is a dream come true. Like, as a kid in the theater scene here in Chicago and the suburbs, I dreamt of being in a play at the Goodman Theater. Like, you know, the Goodman Theater was associated with A-plus, high-class, quality shows. And I was like, wow, it'd be so cool. You know, it took me a while to get here, but I'm here. So I got my Chicago flag hat on.
Oh, very nice.
And I'm a Chicago native at heart. So it's really special for me to be here. I just love every minute of it. I'm trying to soak it all in.
Yeah, I also have to just talk a second about Smartless.
Oh, yeah.
The amazing podcast that you are doing,
appropriately titled, because we're all idiots.
which may be, I mean, that's kind of the philosophy that we go by on our show.
Yeah,
stupider the better.
Yeah, right.
But it's one of the hottest podcasts in America.
But believe me, it is as surprising to us as it is to you. We did it. Me, Jason Bateman, and Will Arnett host Smartless together, and we've been friends for over 20 years. And we just decided, right as the pandemic hit, hey, let's, while we're still in our jammies, hop on Zoom and start a podcast, but just to do one episode to see if it's fun, just as an excuse to catch up. So that turned into 10 episodes, turns into 50. Here we are, 100 episodes later.
Yeah, and selling out theaters. You just sold out the Chicago theater.
I can't even.
A month ago.
I know.
Like that.
I'm so shocked that people find us even remotely interesting.
Yeah. And now to take on this character of Oscar Levant, I mean, such an interesting choice for the subject of a play. This guy was an amazing pianist, a great actor, and one of the most sought-after, irreverent talk show guests of the late 50s, 1960s that you now embody.
Yeah, it took about 11 years to get this play up to where it's at. And through development process and meetings and readings and, you know, workshops and stuff like that. And so, yes, I've always been enamored with Oscar. Oscar is kind of like, just as you described, this great pianist with this great wit. And I thought it, you know, if there's ever, and with anxiety and depression and all these other issues, there's blurred lines where my life and Oscar's life kind of like, you know, mend, but or merge, I should say. But yeah, I was always enamored with him because of the so many, similarities. He was a wit that enjoyed being on talk shows, and I would host them sometimes I love being on them. And this piano player who I was like, oh, I have both of those skills, probably not as near as great as Oscar did, but enough to do a play about it.
I know people have said to you and to your husband, Scotty, and I've been hearing it since I've been raving about it, is Sean really playing the piano?
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit mind-blowing.
Well,
and the answer to that is he's at a piano right now.
I'm at a piano. So let's play... I'll play something a little about it.
Should I be doing like the Tom Hanks
sure.
dance from
on the floor?
From being right now. Before you do this, because we'll end the segment with the piano playing. You also were a trained pianist.
Yes,
it's not really a surprise that you would kill on the keyboard.
Well, thank you. I at 5 years old, I remember coming home from school. My mom said, a piano teacher just moved in across the street. Do you want to take lessons? My response, quote, was, I'm not doing anything else at 5 years old. So I started taking lessons at five. It was my major at Illinois State University was piano performance. And then I was a music director at Pheasant Run Dinner Theater in St. Charles.
Yep.
And then I just kind of stuck with it. And I don't really have a reason to play, but this play, Good Night Oscar, gives me a reason to play.
Yeah.
So, but I've always kind of just kind of kept it up. I'm not as great as I used to be or even half as good. But here we are.
Just to show you that it really is Sean Hayes that is amazing, both on stage and on the keyboard in A Good Night Oscar. Here he is. Sean, thank you so much.
Thank you. This is a little Beethoven.
Amazing. Sean Hayes, Good Night Oscars here at the Goodman Theater until April the 24th. Could you play a little something? I just want to lay on the piano.
Yeah, sure. Dean is the greatest of all. I believe that Dean is the greatest. He's the greatest, and he's the greatest.
First time I've been lullabied with a Whitney Houston song, sung by Sean Hayes. That is also a Dean song, which I will steal and use for the rest of my career, I'm sure, as my theme song.